Factor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. I'm going to try to stay well focused this morning. It was interesting last night. I'll regret saying this, but I'm really getting tired of the rain. Big rain here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area last night. Woke me up. Didn't sleep very well. Stumbled around this morning, and I'm sure a lot of you the same way. Big front came through once again. A lot of rain. Good news, lakes are filling up around Texas. The ones in the north have been full, I think. Hopefully the ones down south that weren't full yet will have gotten some of this rain. More is coming this way. One of the things after I do some introductory stuff here that I want to talk about is the most common question that I'm getting from the Dallas Morning News and listeners and readers and people across the board is, what can you do about the damage that this supersaturation has done to the soil? People are seeing plants get in trouble and things like that, so we'll spend some time talking about that. But whatever you want to talk about, just give me a buzz, 866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT-3478. This hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. VictorDogFood.com is the website, terrific website. Their Facebook page is good too. Lots of great shots of dogs that are very healthy because of the Victor products. I've been getting a lot of questions about Victor this week from different people that have heard me talk about other things in the past and either just heard about the Victor recommendation or wanted to think about trying something else. So if you haven't done that yet, I recommend you give it a shot. Several different choices from Victor, this dog food line that's made over in East Texas. A lot of interesting things about it. First of all, no wheat, corn, soy, or gluten in any of the products that they make. No toxic chemical preservatives in any of the products that they make, which is highly unusual, especially for a company that makes a large line of pet foods, including cat food. So give it a shot. We're doing the one right now because our two dogs have some joint issues a little bit. Carmen's just old, the big gal that's half German Shepherd and half Lab. She's just old. She's 11 or 12. And starting to have some aches and pains, and then little Tater's got one of the, he's got that disease or whatever it is where a joint pops out when he's running sometimes, and occasionally hurts him, doesn't seem to too much, but the one that we're currently feeding has glucosamine and chondroitin in the product and seems to be helping a lot. So take a look at all of them, see which one works best for you. The grain-free products are the ones that I feed our dogs the most, but we're trying them all, and so far they like them all. Now, the SPCA situation is good news and bad news. From last week, Scrappy was adopted, and that's good. He's a good-looking dude. But Sarah, Pharos, and Ritter are all still waiting for homes. Now, this is for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the SPCA here. Those really cool-looking dogs are still waiting to be adopted. Sweet Pea is finally back up for adoption. She had some skin issues or something, and she's back up for adoption in the McKinney location of the SPCA. But this week it's Sparks, lovely 9-year-old female red chow chow mix, 61 pounds. She came to the SPCA on March 23rd, she was surrendered to a humane officer because her owner could no longer care for her. She may be considered a senior, but she'll make sure you know age is just a number. She likes to play with her toys and likes to play with people, likes kisses, loves attention, and she's pretty. She's her picture's on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to the website and click on the SPCA button, and you can see Sparks there. And let's give these dogs some help. Those of you that have been thinking about a dog, not a better way to go. That's what our Tater and Carmen both are, adoptions from the SPCA. This is the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center, just west of downtown Dallas, 2400 Lone Star Drive near I-30 and Hamilton Road. And this is the case across the country. We're on across the country, so wherever you are, check out your SPCA, check out your other adoption agencies. It's a great way to get a pet. And remember the Victor pet foods while you're at it. Okay, let's see. My tea this morning is really good. It's hibiscus, licorice, and peppermint. It's one I recommend you give a try. Tasty little tea that tastes good and good for you as well. Let's see, a couple of things. People have asked me about buffalo grass. There's a lot of conversation about it, which is interesting since it's raining so much, and that's a real drought-tolerant grass. There are some mixtures that have been used, and I think that's given people a little bit of misunderstanding about buffalo grass. They've seen the Bush Library here in Dallas and some other things, and they think that buffalo grass is kind of a clumpy-looking grass. It's not. It's a spreading grass, just like Bermuda. A little lighter color. I think it's a prettier color. It blends with Bermuda fine if you want to do that, but it's not a clumping grass. It's a spreading grass. But what two different companies have may be what's confusing people a little bit. There's two mixtures of native grasses on the market. They're basically the same thing. They're buffalo grass, buffle, and blue grandma, I think, is the mixture. I'll look it up to make sure, but I'm pretty sure that is. They come from two different places. One is the Johnson Wildflower Center in Austin, and it's called Habiturf, and it's for sale there, and there's fees involved that help, you know, them raise money and all that kind of thing there. And then there's a private company that has a mixture that's basically the same thing. It's the Native American Seed Company, and it has a mixture of those native grasses that's called Thunder Turf, I believe is the name of it. So if you're doing some planting and don't think that this rain's going to stay around forever, it kind of seems like it sometimes, especially when it wakes you up in the middle of the night, as hard as it was last night. But it'll be gone. We'll be dry. You'll be looking for drought-tolerant kinds of things. So keep those in mind. One is Thunder Turf. The other is Habiturf. Now, both of them need full sun. You can't grow these in a shady situation. You need to go with ground covers and mulches and things like that. We also had somebody that sent us a label. It was a label from a plant that was bought in one of the big box stores, I think, and they had a question about what it said on the label. And all the label really said was that this plant has been treated with neonicotinoids and that has been approved by the EPA. Well, all that's very unfortunate. Neonicotinoids lead the list of the pesticides that have now been identified as the reason for our bee colony collapse. And we've lost a lot of bees. As much as 40% of the hives in recent year, have died out. And these neonicotinoids are very much to blame for that. They're made by some of them are made by Bayer. Some may be made by Monsanto, too. Doesn't matter who makes them. They should be off the market. But the EPA, federal government, is just in bed with these people, these big toxic chemical manufacturers, and putting that stuff out there. So any chance you get to let them know what you think about that and avoid buying plants that have those kind of tags in them, I would highly recommend it. Related to that, there's also new approval, or I think it's relatively new approval anyway, of a new, what to do with the note here, a mixture, yeah, here it is. It's a mixture of toxic chemicals. You know, we've been talking about Roundup for a long time and that it is without question linked to cancer. Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, all kinds of degenerative diseases, up to and including autism in kids. Plus the fact they've run into trouble with it working. It's not working against certain weeds, and those weeds are becoming super weeds, and other things are happening. You know, not only are we getting those toxic chemicals in the food and causing gut problems and leading to disease, but they're not even working very well. So what the EPA has decided to do is approve a product called Enlist Duo herbicide. Let me take a little break here, and then I'll tell you about that when I come back. And then we'll go right to the phones, 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Boy, I made some hot tea this morning. I just burned my tongue with it, but it's really good. I normally don't preserve the heat that well. What I was going to finish up real quickly, and then we'll go to the phone, so jump on here at 866-444-3478. And by the way, somebody called in and said, asked if I heard the cartoon comic skit about Old Natural Howard on the radio station where I used to be. And I didn't, but some of my golf buddies did and mentioned it to me. That was really a fun deal. So I'm glad they still have that around over there. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has approved the use of Enlist Duo herbicide in 9 additional states. I'm not sure what that means, making the total number to 15. Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Minnesota, Missouri, Mississippi, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Enlist Duo is a combination of glyphosate and 2,4-D. Glyphosate being Roundup, the active ingredient in Roundup. So basically, we've gone back toward Agent Orange being allowed to be sprayed on our food, on genetically modified food. Another great reason for you to avoid anything as much as you can that's not organically grown. And I know that's hard. I know it's hard to find it in the first place, and I know it costs more. And that's a supply and demand situation. The more people that get into organics, the better that part of it will become. But especially for those of you with immune system issues and all that, try to avoid the genetically modified crops as much as you possibly can. I've been getting some conversation, some communication from somebody that's into labeling, and he gave me a little bit of a hard time that I should not be promoting states and the feds to allow labeling on products that say it's GMO. I need to talk to him more in detail about this, but I think his position is that what should be done is labeling that says this product is not GMO rather than the other way around. And apparently the states that are trying to get the law passed are trying to get it put on the label that the product is GMO if it is labeled that way. But the main thing is the consumers need to know, the customers need to know whether they're buying, you know, if they're definitely if there's definitely a choice there between buying something that's GMO and not GMO, they need to know about it and be able to make that decision and go the right direction. And there's a bunch of other news about pesticides being approved and all that kind of thing. The reason for this, and by the way, it's on our Facebook page. We put this tag that I was telling you about, and you might want to look at it. I took a picture of both sides of the tag and put it on Facebook, facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. On one side, it says, you know, that this plant has been treated for certain insects, and I think it even mentions aphids and various other insects with neonicotinoids. And then on the other side of the tag, it says, treated with neonicotinoids, these pesticides are approved by the EPA, is the center note. And then it says, for more information, please visit us at Eco Options Home Depot. It was Home Depot, a big box. EcoOptionsHomeDepot.com/HealthyHome/Gardening. Try to shop at the independent stores, and you may run into these tags there too, because a lot of the independents buy from growers that are, you know, into this that aren't organic. But try to shop where you these tags don't exist. Help promote the people that are trying to do it cleanly, at least, if not organic. And if you can find a place that sells organic stuff, by all means, shop there. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area and across Texas, we have a lot of retail stores that maintain their products organic in the retail store, but they will have, in most cases, purchased those plants to bring them in from people that grew them with synthetic fertilizers and pesticides. But at least if they're maintaining their inventory organic, it starts the process of decontaminating those plants for you to use at home. So give that a shot. Rita in Philadelphia, first up this morning. Hi, Rita.
Thank you, Mr. Dirt Doctor, for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I have a plant that looks similar to a cabbage leaf plant. The plant is 27 years old, about 6 feet tall, and all the leaves are falling off their ground. And the stems are brown, and I don't see no new foliage or anything coming on it. What can I do to save it?
Well, I don't know for sure what it is or what our problem is, but let me give you
it's
a couple. Well, there's a jillion different houseplants. The main thing people do wrong on houseplants, Rita, is that they water them too much, too often, and they fertilize them too much and too often. Houseplants need very, very little fertilizer, once a month or something, unless it's a very, very diluted Garrett juice mixture or something like that. And then you can do it once a week, once every 2 weeks if you want to, if you make it very, very diluted. But the main thing is let interior plants, houseplants, dry out some between waterings, and you avoid a lot of the problems that you can have with houseplants. That's the biggest problem. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And that telephone number, we got open lines right now if you want to jump on here. Be a good time for you to get in. I got a few things more I need to cover, but we'll go to the phones pretty quickly here. 866-444-3478. 1-866-444-DIRT-3478. I'm in the process of doing a little bit of editing on a couple of books. The Texas Bug Book and the big book, the Texas Gardening the Natural Way book, are about to be reprinted, which is good news. Means they've sold out, basically. Very little change. I was kind of pleased to notice going through the Bug Book that I had very few changes to make in there. I'm updating a couple of lists in the back about where you buy beneficials and some of that kind of thing. There'll be a little bit more updating in the Texas Bug Book, some of the plant things. One of the things about my books is that they are available through the usual places to buy books. They're not self-published. They're professionally published. And the thing that I'm the most pleased about with my books, especially the plant books, is that we cover all the plants with photographs, all of them. Some of them more than others, especially the trees. But adding a few photographs is something that I may do as well. If you get our newsletter, which I hope you do, if you don't, you can get it free. Go to dirtdoctor.com and sign up on the homepage there, or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. The latest newsletter that we did was about the fact, well, it started out by responding to a news event. there was a piece of art, a Picasso, and I've mentioned it in the newsletter. I'm a fan of contemporary art. I'm kind of an amateur artist myself, and contemporary art is something I've always been, you know, in love with in a lot of ways. Years ago, we got to meet Henry Moore, the famous sculptor from England, for example, and I've always been involved in that to a degree. But the thing that catches your attention about this story is that this latest Picasso sold for $179.4 million. And it just occurred to me that, you know, if we could get some of the people that have that kind of money to put a little bit of money into research to help with this stuff that we're involved in, this organic, natural organic approach, it would really do a lot of good for a lot of people. The biggest problem the organic world has is competing with the multi-billion dollar advertising and marketing programs of Monsanto and Bayer and Ortho and, you know, all those kinds of people. The story also included the sale of a Giacometti sculpture for $1 billion, too. And I added a comment in there about people like Bill Gates. And Bill Gates and his wife, Melinda, think they're doing a lot of good. And, I believe that they do. I think they really believe that what they're doing is a good thing, but it's not. What they're doing is giving millions and millions and millions of dollars to help promote genetic engineering. This yellow rice has been around for a long time that supposedly, and I'm sure it does, have more vitamin A in it. And that's supposed to be something that's lacking from the diets of poor kids. But all it does is continue to promote this high-tech kind of stuff because there's a lot of A in there. There's probably other things that aren't balanced and healthy nutrition in that food. And we know that in there is Roundup and these genetically modified organisms, which are not good for the gut, the gut health of the kids and all that kind of thing. Same thing with them. If they would spend some of their jillions of dollars helping to promote the organic approach, soil building, the health of the soil, the health of the plants, then they really would impact or could impact the health of kids. Making a rice that's genetically modified and has Roundup glyphosate in it, even though it does have the yellow color and a little more A, is not the way to go. But you can see that in what we wrote about it and the details about the art and all that on our Facebook. If you go to our website, we've got a connection to it there, or just go to facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. And then some good news on the other side, and this is starting to happen more and more. Panera, the restaurant, is going to drop at least 150 artificial ingredients from their menu. It says that Panera Bread Company committed itself to removing at least 150 artificial sweeteners, colors, flavors, and preservatives from its menu by the end of next year. The latest move by a major food company to respond to consumer shift toward foods seen as simpler and more healthy. The sandwich and salad chain, which has nearly 1,900 restaurants in U.S. and Canada, plans to eliminate ingredients such as fat substitutes, propylene glycol, a preservative used in consumer products as diverse as deodorant and electronic cigarettes. It has been working on the plan since 2012 and already cut ingredients like sucralose, an artificial sweetener, titanium dioxide used to whiten mozzarella cheese and things like that. The changes at Panera, a company already among the leaders in reacting to health trends, such as the growing preference for meat raised without antibiotics, highlight the complexity of revamping restaurant supply chains to adapt to fast-changing consumer tastes. Panera's move will apply to soups, sandwiches, salad dressings, and many baked goods, but artificial ingredients will remain in some products. That's not good, including soda. Well, high fructose corn syrup. Don't drink soda is the secret there. Consumers know they should be eating better, but they are not always sure of how to do it, says the chief executive from Panera in an interview. We're trying to do is give people a simple, easy, good housekeeping seal of approval kind of approach to it. Other food makers recently have made similar moves. In February, Nestle SA said that it would remove artificial flavors and colors from its Crunch, Butterfinger candy bars, and other chocolates in the U.S. Interesting. Last week, Chipotle Mexican Grill said that it had mostly completed removing genetically modified ingredients from its supply chain amid growing consumer concerns about agricultural technology. And there's more about this. I think we have this on Facebook. If we don't, we'll put it on there for you to read. Chipotle, by the way, and I don't know if this is still the case or not, but they used to have right on their menu when you went in there to order something, they had right on the menu, the board on the wall, that they were using free range or pasture, I forget the term they used, pork in their recipes, in their products, and the flavor was great. I really enjoyed that. It hadn't been in there lately, but when you see that going on, you know, support those kind of people and tell them that you appreciate it and all that, and hopefully we can get more and more folks involved. Telephone number, 866-444-3478. Here's Gary in Rockport, Missouri. What's going on, Gary?
Well, we're trying to dry out, but it doesn't seem to work very good.
Y'all too, huh? We're sending it. We're running it through here and sending it on up to you, I guess.
Well, hopefully it's not raining there today. It won't be raining here the next day then.
So. Well, it rained heavy last night, but it's moved on out for now.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of, I thought we had the termite situation under control until we got to investigating in the basement and found some live activity down there, and I just wonder if there was any method or anything we might do other than calling the chemical people.
Well, actually, Gary, termites are pretty easy to control if you can get to them. If you actually can get to the insects themselves, you can kill them with boric acid. You can kill them with orange oil. They're very effective. You can kill them with any of the mild organic insecticides. The problem, in a lot of cases, is getting it to them. So I recommend orange oil if you haven't tried it as a starting point, and it'll kill any that are visible down there. And then if that doesn't completely control it, I think we talked about using beneficial nematodes outside.
Right.
And that helps a lot, especially long term. And I recommend that you do that every year. And if you've had a problem, you probably want to make two applications outside a year. The next step, if all of that doesn't quite get rid of the problem, is to work with a pest control company that does the bait station technology. And those things use chemicals, but they're concentrated, you know, in specific bait stations instead of being drenched into the soil and sprayed all over the place. Uh-huh. They attract the termites, and the termites take the fairly low toxicity chemical, you know, back to the colony and kill it out. So that's the final step that you need to take. You never need to drench or spray, you know, any heavy toxic chemicals.
Okay. You probably can't, a person just has to ask the company if they do the bait station thing that you get recommended.
Most of them would do that. I think that technology is fairly common out there today. And it's also becoming more and more common that the pest control companies are using low-impact, non-toxic kinds of controls, boric acid, borates, citrus products like I was mentioning, and what's called essential oils. Essential oils are probably being used by almost every pest control company out there today.
So that essential oil comes in and just a ready-to-use type thing.
You can buy it ready-to-use in retail stores. EcoSmart is one of the companies out there. We have a company here locally that we work with, and they ship, you know, anywhere, called EcoSafe. They're an organic pest control company, you know, a low-impact pest control company, and they've actually come up with their own products, and some of them are essential oil products.
Okay. So, okay. Sounds good.
You can do it.
Okay. I appreciate your show.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate the call. 866-444-3478. Let's talk a little in Howard's garden. One of the things, and talk about this wet soil situation, which, like I said, this week has been the most common question that we've got, and the paper asked me for my input on it and what to do. It's really not that complicated. Let me take this break, and we'll come back and talk about that, and then we'll jump back on the phone. So give me a buzz at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The newsletter is free. All you have to do is fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And the membership area information is there, too. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
We know probiotics are good for digestive health, but what about your skin? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products can disrupt the balance of the friendly bacteria on your skin. That's why Dr. O'Hara's probiotics merge ancient Japanese fermentation skills with probiotic and prebiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line to help revive and support balanced microecology for healthy skin. Their Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, promotes optimal skin ecology while clarifying and rebalancing even sensitive skin without drying. Their Magoroku lotion combines Dr. O'Hara's award-winning pre- and probiotic isolate with 14 oxygenating plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to restore your glow. Research confirms it inhibits growth of harmful bacteria that can cause skin disorders. Use it alone or with your favorite serums. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine stores.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com.
You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Matt just told me about a story in the Washington Post that's entitled Seven of the Biggest Facts About Unhealthy Food That Actually Aren't True, and I guess it's an attempt to try to explain that we shouldn't be as concerned about some of these things as we are. I'll go through it and comment on it, but I went ahead and put it on our Facebook so you can check it out there. Go to facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor, and it's there. The seven biggest facts about unhealthy food. One of the most interesting things is that Bill Nye, the science guy, used to be a real anti-GMO guy, and he has switched over now. So he went to meet with them and saw how they were doing and what they were doing and has become in favor. Think there was any money involved in that deal? Donations to anything or whatever? Probably so. Let's see what else I was going to do before we go back to the phone. We didn't finish talking about the wet soil, and then we'll go to the phones. 866-444-3478. People are seeing plants actually dying out there. In some cases, diseases on certain plants, pretty rampant insect issues attacking. And it's all related indirectly, pretty directly actually, to the fact that when soil is super saturated, there's no air there. So it's in an anaerobic condition. And that anaerobic condition in the soil it's not good for mycorrhizal fungus. It's not good for the other beneficial life in the soil. And there's this stress caused to the plant. Now, the secret to it, getting through this without great deal of loss of plant and disease and everything, is to be organic. The organic soils have a completely different crumb structure, different texture, different drainage. The soil drains better. The soils that really are having the problem out there, and we're seeing dramatic examples of it on certain golf courses and parks and commercial projects as well as residential projects. When you're doing synthetic fertilizers, especially the synthetic fertilizer part of it and the pesticides, you're hurting that soil life with every application you make. So you're moving the soil toward that dense, poor
poor drainage, poor crumb structure situation even before the supersaturation of the soil. Once you add the water to it, you really get into trouble. So the main answer for everybody is to go organic. Use compost, use organic fertilizers, rock powders, the sugars that we talk about, and the beneficial microbe products. And stay away from, number one, weed and feed fertilizers are the absolute worst thing you can do. You need to get rid of those for sure. High nitrogen synthetic fertilizers are the next on the list. And in that category are the ones that are being recommended fairly commonly that are nitrogen only, ammonium sulfate and things like that. They're just extremely hard on the beneficial life in the soil, which has that direct relationship with the proper structure physics of the soil and the drainage, the staying away from that anaerobic situation in the soil. So those of you that are organic, you'll see that your problems are going to be temporary. Those of you been using synthetic stuff will see the soil become worse and worse and worse and worse with every application of the bad stuff that you use. One quick thing also that's in that story that Matt found for us is that aspartame is mentioned in there. And one of the things Bob was talking about on his show before I went on with him yesterday, and we didn't get into it that much because he covered it fine, but somebody called him about aspartame, the little blue packets that are on the restaurant tables, and asked him if it was true that you could use those to control ants, including fire ants. And he said, of course, yes, it works very well. And they were asking about how to use it and everything, and we were he was talking about the fact that if you put it out underneath the appliances in the kitchen and stuff like that, all of a sudden the ants will just kind of disappear. Well, that's a pretty good indication for you that you should never use that stuff. Real good ant killer. Why would you put that in your food? And of course, the answer is you should not. Let's see what else before we go back. I had one other thing. I'll find it in a minute. 866-444-3478. Kevin in Rockford, Illinois, next up. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Matt?
Doing great.
I have a question on my compost pile.
Okay.
When I turn it lately, I see a little bit of ashes in it. Is it overcooked? Did I kill part of it or something there? Or?
You're saying ashes, kind of a white-looking, ashy-looking material. You're seeing there is a good thing, Kevin. That's the result of the heating, the biological activity. Some of that white is actually the beginning of mycorrhizal fungus that's starting to grow, beneficial fungus growing in the pile. So nothing to worry about at all. You're doing really well.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if I overcooked it and just burnt the heck out of it.
You can overcook it, but it's kind of hard to do. To overcook it, you'd have to get the temperature of the pile up well over 150 degrees, and it would have so much biological activity, you're right, it would just kind of take away from some of the available nutrients in the pile and the life in the pile. So get you one of those. They're inexpensive. You can get a mail order thermometers that you can stick down in the pile and check it out. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back with you right after this.